We head to Fairview Elementary School, and the principal there is Sean Gobert. Sean, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Anytime we can get temperatures in the mid-80s and there's no humidity in September, recess is fun. Labor Day weekends are fun. Everything. How's everything going with you guys over there?
It's going well. Kids are loving getting outside and acting like it's still summer, for sure.
It is, and thankfully it doesn't look like we're going to slam on the brakes and then everybody will have to scramble for their fall gear just yet. We'll welcome the autumnal equinox on Sunday morning, and then next week we will have the first full week of fall. But we started all the way back on, what was that? Was that August 7th? So we've had a good 6 weeks here. Tell us where we are on the elementary calendar, my friend, and how your first 6 weeks of school have been.
Oh, it's going really well. There's honestly a lot of positive energy throughout the district. We were very excited to learn in the summer that Dr. Winston was going to take the helm as our superintendent. And I mean it when I say, like, we were thoroughly excited as administrators at the building level about the team, the leadership team that she was able to put together. They're made up of people who know our kids, know our community, and really want to do everything they can to support us in every way. And so that legitimately has helped us all get off to a very positive and exciting start. Our enrollment has grown a lot since we spoke last. We had 285 or so students at the end of the 22-23 school year, and we have about 405 now, which is exciting. Been some growing pains along the way, but we've adjusted well. And that's largely due to the fact we're in our second year of the district transitioning the ALPS High Ability Program to Fairview. And so we have grades 3, 4, and 5 here right now. And then next year we'll finish that process by adding grade 6. So that's brought quite a few new students to us. And then we're also in our second year of families having the opportunity to have their students transfer to attend Fairview for our integration efforts that we have going on here. And so that's brought us a few dozen additional students as well. So that's been really exciting.
Well, you've got that, I don't want to say new building, but it is newer building, so I hope you have room for everyone there. Tell us about the ALPS program for people, Sean, who are not familiar with that, and why that is making a big difference in your four walls.
Well, it's the high ability program for students throughout the district that are in elementary school, and we have last year, in our first year to start the transition, was the first year that the district added a third grade ALPS class. So we brought in a third and a fourth grade that were new to Fairview. So lots of questions, you know, from families throughout the transition, and we really try to put a lot of planning and effort into making that go smoothly. And it's been a priority since day one to make sure that these kids were truly a part of the school, that they weren't, you know, sort of a standalone group at, you know, the end of the hall or something like that. And so they have special classes with their peers at the same grade level. They have lunch and recess with the grade level peers, and we've had lots of great feedback from teachers and from families about, you know, how well that integration process has gone.
Well, the other part is if you're adding more students, then surely you're adding more teachers and support staff as well. How has that transition been?
We have been. You're right. We've been adding multiple positions of different types, and we're fully staffed, which is exciting since not all schools are able to say that in other parts of the state and even the country. But as a school and as a district, we're in good shape with all that. We have made some wonderful hires since the end of last school year as well. So we've been excited to welcome them to our Fairview family.
Now, the ALPS obviously is the academic side of things, but are you still a performing arts school? Is that still a big focus over there at Fairview as well?
Yes, it is. And you know, related to that, thankfully, the we can't talk about our arts program without the expressing gratitude to our community, really, because the two referenda that were passed most recently, the one in 2022, continued to support many important initiatives in our district. But for Fairview specifically, that's where we are able to pull funding for our community artists that allow us to offer such unique classes as show choir, 3D art, which includes pottery for students, world music, dance, guitar class, drama, digital arts, and it varies from year to year depending on artists that are available to join us. So we're really grateful for that. And then the another big help was the community's passing of last year's referendum, which was the most direct thing for elementary students was that it provided free school supplies for all of our students. So for our families in particular, I know that was greatly appreciated, you know, not only for the families, but also for our teachers to have everybody walk in the door ready to go on day one.
Hugely important. Well, you can worry about the educational piece more as is everybody stocked up and ready to go. Now, another part of the referendum that we've been talking to principals about, but I'm not sure if this works at Fair. Did you have a part of the pre-K? Is that in your building as well, or you've got too many other things going on?
Yes, it is. I'm glad.
Well, you're right. You're not going to have any room. You're going to have classrooms. You have to move your office to the roof, buddy.
Can you see my notes from where you are?
No, I only use my powers for good. Don't worry.
actually, that's the next thing I was going to mention. It was the preschool program, the pre-K early learning initiative from throughout the district. We have been fortunate to have a pre-K class for many years at Fairview. I've been here, this is year 9, and we've had it since before then. It was already established, so I'm not sure how far that goes back. But we were also able to add a second pre-K classroom. So we have two groups of the little ones now, and so it's been fun having their little extra smiling faces as they've been able to start enjoying our big building here at Fairview. So, yeah, that's been a part of the excitement that's been added to the school year as well.
And it is exciting because as I talk to all the principals and administrators, that age is so important. They're like sponges. That's when you can really set a great foundation, then move them up through sixth grade and on to middle school and on to high school. But, you know, first things first, it's great to have all of that going. Sean Gobert is our guest. He is the principal at Fairview. Now, I know Fairview has not been around a long time. You are able to add all of these things comfortably in your building from a space standpoint? Or do we have to, as I joke, put on our Thanksgiving Day pants?
Well, we haven't had to do that. I mean, I might just for comfort.
Well, that makes two of us, right?
But no, we're fine right now on space, and the district's fully aware that, you know, that it's not like we can handle another 100 students or anything like that, but we're not projected to. So, you know, they're certainly working with us to make sure our needs are met and to make sure, you know, the space that we need is made available for everybody. So, you know, there's not the not lots of extra space like there once was, and honestly, it's nice to, you know, you don't want to see spaces sitting empty. I mean, we'd rather have those rooms filled with students who are, you know, here to learn and be engaged in all the opportunities that we have to offer for them.
Yeah, and you talk about the energy in the building and the more laughter and joy you can bring. It just that tide lifts all the boats. All the boats, regardless of the building you're in. But you're at the Fairview Elementary School, and you talked about the arts and everything else. Your partnerships with BEAD and Indiana University, how great is that? How great is that support staff to again, help these kids create these foundations and just find a love for learning and music and arts and everything else?
Oh, it's been fantastic. You mentioned IU, and I know I've rattled off some things we do with the arts, but we're really fortunate to have a partnership that's been in place with Dr. Brenda Brenner from the esteemed IU Jacobs School of Music, and it's our violin program that is taught throughout the grade levels here at Fairview. So that has continued now for 15-plus years. So that's a wonderful partnership, and the IU students just started that for this year yesterday. So that's been a great opportunity. You mentioned IU. They've been a great partner in many other ways as well, sending lots of athletic department students from the athletic department here to volunteer. And some exciting news, if I can share hot off the press.
Please.
From earlier today. There's a national organization called the College Football Playoff Foundation, and that organization supports schools throughout the country through their Extra Yard for Teachers initiative. And today is the day that they recognize select teachers for their commitment to bring their best to teach our students each day. And this was the first year that the IU Athletic Department has participated in the program. And this morning, our day started with representatives from IU Athletics coming to Fairview and surprising Drew McKenzie, our outstanding PE teacher and even better person, with a $1,000 award to use towards school-related materials.
Wow.
That was Drew is certainly very deserving, so that was fun to surprise him with that. And then they actually surprised our assistant principal and I by also contributing another $1,000 for the school to use to support our students as well. So we're really humbled and honored and certainly very gracious to our partnerships at IU.
Well, that is fantastic breaking news. Absolutely. Did you? I know you didn't see this, quote-unquote, didn't see it coming, but what do you have in mind just off the top of your head here? How important is that financial resource? And do you have any insight of what that's going to be? What are we going to do? What are we going to use that for?
Well, we really haven't had a time to discuss it yet. I learned during a meeting that I was in that they were kind enough to do that. And so we actually haven't had a chance to discuss it. I do know there's never a shortage of needs. The district does a great job of providing adequate, you know, funding for us, of course, to meet instructional needs. But, you know, this gives us more flexibility to do a little extra or to buy, you know, some additional books, some additional resources, some additional equipment. We'll just have to see exactly where we decide to, you know, to put that particular use. They're also going to send us, Mike, a link that kind of spells out what it can be used for. So
great.
So reserve our official plans till we see that. But we're always excited to have that kind of support. And we've been really fortunate. I know I mentioned the arts. Another partnership we have here in the community is through Richard Lewis of Carson Palmer Productions. He's a highly regarded opera performer who's retired from performing in general. However, he has continued to support us by hosting an opera that he and his friends create every year. And this was this took place in August. And he recently brought us a check for over $3,800 in donations to support us in our arts integration and language arts initiatives here at Fairview. And so over 14 years, his group and his volunteers and supporters have donated over $30,000 to us in that time. So I wanted to make sure to give that shout out and express our gratitude for that as well.
Incredible. Those are great stories. Now, a good problem to have is sit down and hash out on how many ways you can make it work. But I know you'll get some help from your PTO, everybody's parent teacher organization. Those are the committed ones. And do you have fall carnival or any fun stuff, dine and donate, where people can help out that way?
Well, we just had our PTO meeting last night, and I mentioned that it was great to have such active participants. Our PTO has really taken off, and that's been one upside too of having, you know, additional families with students who attend Fairview now. Is there, you know, that the numbers just automatically sort of dictate you have more participation, then more opportunities for parents to participate. So our PTO has really been up and running really effectively the past couple of school years. We have some of the same leadership in place this year, so everybody's hitting the ground running, knowing what we're doing. And we just had a dine and donate recently at Mother Bears, where we raised over $380, which was great. And then we have the next one we're still waiting to lock it in, but we think it's going to be October 3rd at Raising Cane's. And one thing that we do have locked in is our Title I trick-or-treat event that PTO.
Oh, candy time. Candy time.
Right. And that's going to be Wednesday, October 23rd from 5:30 to 7. So that's the next actual event for sure that is on the calendar.
There is no better place in America to be a kid than Bloomington. We have 5,863 events that will involve trick-or-treating or candy passing out. and it's great. And I have to try really hard to ignore all the piles of Baby Ruth and Butterfinger and Snick. I like all the chocolate stuff. So I'll have to get my Thanksgiving Day pants out, I guess, early this.
It is great, unless you're a teacher the day after Halloween, of course, and then, you know. That's not always easy, but it's not.
And I've always said, and I would get the teachers union to vote with me that if you're going to do Halloween, it needs to be on a Friday or a Saturday. That's it. I don't know if the 31st is really that entrenched into history. We could just do it around that weekend. But this year you get a little bit of a break. Halloween will be on the 31st Thursday. So that means the Friday, November 1st, Friday. A little bit easier for everybody to deal there with the end of the week, I would say. Well, Sean, it's great to hear that Fairview is just cruising along and making a difference in so many kids' lives with all the new programming that's happening and all the committed staff staff and your great staff as well. Exciting to be growing and moving in that direction. I hope you have enough room. I hope you've got enough room here in the coming months and years, because I don't think people are going to avoid that. Not with the Alps program, not with the arts and all the music and everything else you guys provide. Keep up the great work, buddy. I know you got to go ring that bell in a minute. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thank you. And I do just have to give a quick shout out. I mentioned the community support. My last talking point I want to mention is just the hardworking teachers and support staff. And it's not just here at Fairview for sure. I think we all know it's never been easy to teach, but you know these days are particularly challenging in different ways. And I just want to give a quick shout out because you know we're here for the students, and we wouldn't be able to meet their needs without the hard work and dedication of our support staff members and our teachers throughout the building.
And remember that, folks, when you dine and donate, and remember that when you go to all these great events as well, this money just stays in our community to make it a better place for the next generation of kids coming through. Sean, great job as always, buddy. If you need anything else, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call us.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a great day.